Well, welcome to Mobile, Alabama, as Bo Wolf and Tony Pauline take you through some action here at the Senior Bowl. The first day of practice is Tuesday. This is the North practice as we take a look at some running back tight ends against linebackers in one-on-ones. And we'll start with a fairly local product from Philadelphia, Nick Boyle, the tight end from Delaware, as he works there against number four, Adrian Amos, the safety from Penn State.
It's a good comeback. He struggled in drills. He wasn't running good routes, and a lot of passes were bouncing off his hands, but he liked the way he ran that route, caught the ball away from his frame with his hands there, so that's a good start. It's a big week for Boyle. He could go as high as the fourth, fifth round, or we can go as late as the seventh round, depending on the results.
And here's a player the Eagles fans will be interested in, Amir Abdullah, the running back, the prolific running back from Nebraska, as he gets held there by Cincinnati linebacker Jeff Luck.
And in the early going, that's the only way to stop Abdullah. I mean, he looked like a monster in weigh-ins this morning. He's fast, even going half speed. He looks like the consummate pro in the early going.
Bryce Petty, connects there on a beautiful catch, falling down from Casey Pierce from Kent State with Haoli Kikaha in coverage, who really is more of a pass rusher than a linebacker.
Well, he's a small college defensive end, best up the field. He's going to have to show that he can make plays go in reverse.
I got to tell you what, Tony, this is the second or third time now we've seen Jeremy Langford, the running back from Michigan State, go out for a pass route, and he has looked very smooth. He's been getting very, very open, more so than the other running backs.
In my opinion, the most underrated ball carrier in the 2015 draft. He's going to be underdrafted because there's so much talent at the top, but there's the guy, Langford, two or three years down the road. You could say, how did this guy end up in the third or fourth round when he's starting in the NFL?
Sean Mannion from Oregon State now at quarterback. Throwing to David Cobb on the wheel route from Minnesota with Mike Hull from Penn State in coverage. And a nice job there from Hull, showing that he's got a little bit when it comes to pass coverage.
Excellent job. He's not very athletic, but you like the way he used the angles. He used the body positioning to basically box the receiver out. And the problem for Cobb is he's got to show some sort of speed. I wrote about that in the preview at PhiladelphiaEagles.com. He's got to prove he's more than just a downhill between the tackles runner.
Boyle just now beat Zach Hodges, the linebacker from Harvard, as we see another Ivy Leaguer, Tyler Varga, the fullback from Yale.
Wow.
As he gets open, nice job against Jordan Hicks.
Yeah, against a good player. I mean, Varga looked tremendous at weigh-ins this morning. He doesn't look stiff. A guy who's that muscular, you're afraid he may be stiff, but no, very fluid there. He's made several nice catches in one-on-one drills.
Shane Carden, the East Carolina quarterback, overthrowing Casey Pierce there.
I think what's going to happen with Carden, if you remember our coverage last week from the East-West game, Carden's one of those guys who doesn't have a big arm. And to try and prove some arm strength, he's going to try and put some extra speed on the pass, and the result are going to be throws that go high of the mark.
All right, Amir Abdullah, number 28, the running back from Nebraska again, will be going up against Jeff Luck from Cincinnati, formerly of Florida State.
Carden, Luck, a big, thick middle guy. You see him there struggle in coverage. He's guessing. He's not fluent in his turn. He's not quick transitioning downfield. He's a two-down defender that you're going to stick on the middle of a 3-4 alignment.
Ben Koyak, the tight end from Notre Dame, with Bryce Petty back at quarterback.
Good length for Koyak. Nice target. Like the way he uses his frame to shield away the defender there. I believe that's Rowe from Utah. May need to check that out.
And that's interesting, Tony, because Eric Rowe played both cornerback and safety. It looks like right now he's working more with the safeties than the corners. I was expecting him to work at cornerback, where I thought he looked very smooth.
You know, again, in the preview, I said what scouts want to see, they're concerned about Rowe's change of direction, and you see he was a little bit late against the bigger, slower tight end there. Langford there with a nice catch against Hayes Pillar. You like the way he extends his hands and offers the quarterback a target and plucks that ball away from his frame. Langford really showing well as a pass catcher out of the backfield.
Boyle now going up against Curtis Drummond, the safety from Michigan State, and a nice route from Boyle and the completion from Petty.
Yeah, disappointed in Drummond. He never even competed, never even challenged Boyle on that drill. You got to come up and try and stick it to him.
Abdullah back in the backfield. And he's just running by Mike Hull, and Hull, that's just a mismatch athletically.
Well, and just a lot of positive from Abdullah. I mean, he is quick. He turns it on in one step. He's got a tremendous burst, which is really impressive in person. You see it on film, but watching it in person is right on.
Kikaha in coverage and the completion deep to Casey Pearson. A nice throw from Sean Mannion, but Kikaha with his numbers falling off, I think, as you said, he really, his game is coming forward and going after the quarterback. He had 17 sacks this season. Yeah, he's not a guy who you really want to leave out on an island in coverage.
And Pierce is a good athlete from Kent State. You know, made a nice catch, but he's all off balance. He doesn't play with great body control. Pierce is one of those guys, you know, you take him in the late rounds, maybe you stick him on the practice squad, you hope 2 or 3 years down the road he develops into a player.
Koyak against Amos, who breaks it up after the ball hits Koyak's hands. Amos, one of those versatile safeties who began his career at Penn State as a corner for 2.5 years.
Nice size, but Koyak's got to come away with that reception.
Tyler Varga going deep. And that was pretty good coverage by Luck there as he read that route right away.
Varaga, he's got to make that catch, though. He had some space. The ball was, he just went over the wrong shoulder to begin with. That was not a bad pass at all. In fact, that's where you want to put that pass, to the outside and keep it away from the defender.
Tony, your thoughts on these three quarterbacks here on the North team? Shame Carden from East Carolina throwing the ball right now. Bryce Petty, of course, from Baylor.
Yeah.
And Sean Mannion from Oregon State.
Yeah, Carden's is more of a game manager. He's probably the number three quarterback on a timing West Coast offense. Mannion is too spotty to be a starter. Bryce Petty, I think, has given me more than I thought. You know, is he an NFL quarterback or is he a product of the Baylor system? That wasn't a half bad pass there. I like he does the little things well. He's got some good zip on the intermediate passes. I think Carden doesn't get drafted. Maybe Mannion gets drafted late. Let's talk about where Bryce Petty gets drafted come after Thursday's practice.
Fair enough. He's one of the players to watch this week. Good job there by Zach Hodges once the ball did pop out to make sure that it wasn't incompletion.
Shows the athleticism, but the instincts and coverage, the ability to locate the balls, are confusing to him now. Kid from Harvard, but he'll get it. Wow, another good play by Abdullah there. Good route, quick into the break, gets separation, catches the ball away from his frame. Abdullah is really impressing today.
Let's take a look now at a local Philadelphia product from Northwestern, 44. That's the safety, Ibrahim Campbell.
And coverage is not his forte. He's really a downhill between the numbers safety, best defending the run. He's not the type of guy you're going to have. He's going to be able to play over the slot receiver.
Good quick change of direction there from David Cobb on his pass route.
Good catch. Extends his hands. Plucks the ball away from his body. And again, Jeff Luke of Cincinnati being victimized in a coverage drill. He's a two-down defender. You're going to take him off the field on 3rd and 5 in those passing situations because he's a liability.
All right, well, that'll do it for our look at the running backs and tight ends going up against linebackers and safeties. A lot more to come your way this week from the Senior Bowl, the Reese's Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama. For Tony Pauline of DraftInsider.net, I'm Bo Wolf.